dare you.
All right, welcome to session 4 of our D&D campaign.
Yay!
Also, you know what's great? That southern accent you just did no longer reminds me of Foghorn Leghorn. It now reminds me of Benoit Blanc.
Ah, yes.
Kentucky Fried Foghorn Leghorn.
Nice, that was such a good movie. Welcome back.
We're here.
Good.
And welcome back to the Pacific Northwest, everybody.
Yes.
If I ever see Joliet again,
it'll be a bad day. Yeah. It'll be a real bad day. We love you, Amanda. Joliet sucks.
Alright, so last time y'all had found yourselves in the Witchlight Carnival. Mm-hmm. And decided to avail yourselves of the fun and festivities therein. Sarova, gotta remember all your character names. Sarova reconnected with some of her old friends from her time working at the carnival. You met up with Durla, as well as a few members of the guard, Burley, who's sort of the foreman. And the information you got from all of them was troubling. Mm-hmm. Seems that a number of changes have been happening at the carnival recently, ever since the explosion that you heard about a month or two back. Apparently there are now these three little creatures that have
been... Greeblies.
We've adopted the term Greeblies for. Who move Perfect. About the carnival and steal from those who do not have tickets.
I can't see the color purple!
You can't see the color purple. That was taken from you.
I did forget that. I did forget it.
You did. So there's that change. Witch and Light, the owners and operators of the carnival, have been super cagey about all of the changes going on. They don't like when people who work at the carnival talk about that or bring up the situation going on in Prismere with Zabilna and the Hourglass Sisters, this coven of hags who seem to have seized power in that realm of the Feywild. Finn had a magical time in
a magical time in the magical mine,
in the mystery mine, where he had to confront his compounded existential fears,
which turns out is exhausting.
Suffered a level of exhaustion. The three of you tracked down Star, Durla's adorable displacer cub.
So cute.
And at the same time, Phineas managed to rescue someone who had been sent off into the air on a wayward dragonfly without being properly strapped in. And he found out that this was apparently one of a series of misfortunes and accidents and bits of sabotage that have been happening at the carnival over the last couple of weeks. You returned Star to his mother, who then allowed you to take him through the Hall of Illusions. Afterwards, you decided to visit the Feasting Orchard, where you competed in the Fairy Cake Eating Contest. Both Sarova and Edrim finishing their 20 cupcakes in a minute and winning prizes.
It's a cupcake every 3 seconds.
Yeah. Edrim
worth it.
Got a palette of face paint, which will allow him to cast the disguise self spell. Sarova got a unicorn horn that would light up on command, though she did give that away to Star.
Very sad.
After Phineas caught Star being talked to by one of these Greeblies, the one that appears to be a young girl wearing a pig mask, with the implied intent that she was trying to get him to leave with her to an undisclosed location. Finn reacting to this on having some deep personal connection to this scenario, stepped in, rescued Star, and you were all able to return him safely to his mother, after which you decided a conversation with the masters of the carnival, Mr. Witch and Mr. Light, was in order.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
you met Burley, the bugbear, as well as Thacko the Clown.
That guy.
who was within an inch of shiving you until Mr. Light told him not to. Or, sorry, Mr. Witch told him not to. And you met with Witch and Light at the sort of staff area where the wagons were circled up behind the big top tent. There you learned a few pieces of information. Apparently they have been strong-armed into this agreement with the Hourglass Sisters. The details of that, Mr. Witch was not forthcoming about, only saying that they had no choice in the matter. You also learned that they have the ability to send you to Prismere. Apparently there is a fast and direct way, but Mr. Witch was reticent to use that because he said if he did that, the Hourglass Sisters would absolutely know that he was the one who sent you. Instead, he offered a roundabout path where the three of you might enter into a dream and from there proceed into Prismere, as the realm of Prismere borders the realm of dreams. He then also discussed the saboteur that has been plaguing the carnival in recent days, saying he believes it to be an individual who came to them asking for information about the Hourglass Sisters in a way into Prismere, having made a bad deal with one of the hags. After being rebuffed, this individual, he believes, is the one now responsible for causing disruptions at the carnival. The three of you discussed possibly tracking down this individual, thinking that perhaps the Big Top Extravaganza, which is about 30 minutes away, as of the conclusion of this conversation, would be a good time to possibly stake out in case there is any manner of disruption. So, unless there's anything I'm forgetting...
Don't believe so.
You, Caitlin, asked me to remind you,
yes,
or all of us to remind you, to ask about if other people had been leaving the carnival unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have that up here so I can remember it again. Just to clarify, for this conversation, did Witch and I come to an agreement that he would send us to Prismere if we helped solve the disruption problem?
So I have in my notes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay. So we were still kind of in the conversation, right?
Yeah, we were sort of wrapping up the conversation at the end of the session. So yeah.
Okay. So I did, which, and Light, I did want to know one more thing. I heard through the grapevine that Quan had left. Had you heard that?
Mr. Witch says, yeah, Burley mentioned it before he left.
Yeah, I heard
that... Mentioned that he was leaving, yeah.
He left because he thought I was in danger from the Hourglass Sisters in Prismere.
Well, I'm glad to see that you know.
Has anyone else left on urgent business recently?
Not that I can recall.
Has anyone left recently at all? Since the explosion?
He thinks. We did have a... You good?
You're good. I'm just adjusting. Okay. Don't mind me.
We did have a couple people who left after the explosion. I think it made some folks a bit nervous, but...
Like a day or two after, or...
Pretty much immediately after, yeah.
Immediately after. Okay. Because... Oh, my. Excuse me. Because I can't help but compare Quan leaving under the suspicion that I'm in some sort of danger. Can't help but compare that to Star being told there's rainbows and light and other kids to play with in Prismere.
I don't know the details.
Really similar.
Could be.
Did your friend Quan go to Prismere?
All I know is that he left because he thought I was in danger from the Hourglass Sisters and he was going to Prismere.
That'd be a hell of a coincidence if that wasn't the case.
Quan never intended to leave the carnival. He never intended to. If he would have, he was going to leave with me when I did.
Sounds like Greebly bullshit to me.
That's what I'm thinking. Which means the Hourglass Sisters have my best friend.
All the more reason to find them.
I'm going to kill him is what I'm going to do. Anything else we should know?
I've already told you plenty you shouldn't know, so is there anything else you want to ask?
Can you ask me anything?
If I remember correctly, we were thinking of doing a like stakeout around the Big Top while it's in progress to see if there's any tomfoolery. Should we know like what areas are most vulnerable, where your staff might be set up to already keep an eye out? Because I'm sure you've been trying to catch this bugger.
Well, and I think our biggest help here will be that we don't look like we're part of the carnival. We came in as ticket holders. Yeah, we're ticket holders.
Yeah, but ticket holders outside of the tents during the Big Top would probably be unusual.
Well, if they were going to disrupt, though, it would be during the Big Top, right? They're not disturbing things when people aren't there, correct?
Usually when there's a crowd around.
Yeah, somebody to watch someone else fail.
So I have this idea.
Okay.
Split the party.
Good lord. Here we go.
The player in me is so happy to hear those words.
Already out with these wild, wild plans.
We, somebody on the inside, somebody on the outside, somebody backstage.
Well, there's not really a stage. It's the Big Top.
Burley says, there's the Big Top itself. There is a dressing room where the performers get ready. And then there's the outside of the Big Top as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking one in each of those areas.
Sorry.
So somebody...
I'm very observant, so my eyes in the crowd is probably best.
And I can do a good job of blending in outside. Looking nonchalant.
Being unseen if you don't want to be seen.
Less so that, but more deceiving folks into believing.
Pretend you're working there.
Pretend that I'm pretty exhausted and the Big Top might be a bit overwhelming considering some existential dread that's happened to me recently. I could probably pull that scam off.
Does it make sense that Sarosa could
be backstage,
right? I just
don't think anything's going to happen except in the crowd.
But they might switch out some makeup so that when
it's a circus, there's a thousand.
They could sabotage the equipment so it fails during the performance.
Cut wires that are supporting the tent. So there's a thousand things they could do.
I mean,
we have to cover our bases.
What you all want to do? Okay.
Well, what do you want to do?
I think we should all be in the crowd finding the disruptor, because it's not that they're trying necessarily to kill people. It's that they're heckling the singer. Making the dragonfly horses so that people, you know...
But that could
wobble.
Have killed the guy.
Sure, but it doesn't seem like the main thrust. They're disturbers of the peace, trying to make it less fun for people to be here. Is that right?
That's why I think they could potentially mess with the tent itself. You bring down the tent in the middle of a big circus act, that stops the fun in a heartbeat. There's numerous ways I can do inside and out. That's the hard part.
I mean, I'm outvoted, so that's fine.
If you don't think being in the dressing room makes sense, that's fine.
I mean,
find another good place to be.
Go take a look, but I think we're going to be best served to be in the crowd for fuckery to happen there. You know what I'm saying? Your little huff. What was that?
Nothing.
What time is it? How long until the Big Top?
It's less than 30 minutes.
Less than 30 minutes. Yeah, Mr. Watch, you see... Mr. Witch, you see, actually pulls out of his pocket a gold stopwatch, flips it open, quickly shuts it, puts it back in his pocket.
Mr. Game and Watch.
We are running a little short on time, so...
Yeah, well, I think at this point we just have to decide how we're going to best handle this. You need to get
I think we'll have more opportunities. We can all just hang out in the crowd, and if that doesn't work, we'll...
Well, and I mean, we got enough time that we can walk back through the dressing area. You know what I'm saying?
How many entrances are there to the Big Top? Just one big one?
Burley says, there's the main entrance in the front, and then the performer entrance through the dressing room.
Then how about each of you take an entrance, but still be watching the inside, be keeping an eye on the out?
And is it...
I'll be dead center in the
dressing room? Or is it backed up into the staff area?
There's actually like a tent staff that's just a dressing room for the performers.
Oh,
like
I see.
A staff entrance and all that stuff. So,
we could go in through the staff entrance from here, through the dressing room.
Sure.
Okay.
And like, yeah, you each take one of the entrance ways. I'm dead set in the crowd. It won't be hard to get each other's attention if it goes south.
If we have people on the entrances, that prevents them from escaping potentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we cover all the bases as best we can with only the three of us.
I just think that all eyes being near enough to the crowd to move is really important.
Sure.
Is, I guess, my concern. Because it would suck to be, you know, out front and you gotta then... How big is the tent? Isn't it like 120 feet or so? Like, a minimum, right? Because there's, like, axes.
It's a big top.
Yeah, alright, let's go.
Okay.
I have prepared. Oof, not great. Not that helpful.
What do I have prepared?
Now, sword. It's pretty obvious I stand out in the crowd. Pretty big.
Me too.
Alright. No. If I'm going to be, like, middle of the crowd trying to keep an eye out, should I change my appearance and blend in better?
I mean, if you
it's
can.
A pretty diverse crowd, though, right? Like...
Yeah, there's Tabaxi and everything. Are there other...
Loxodon
and Leonin? Like, other big folk here?
Not so much Loxodon... or...
Goliath?
Yeah, some.
A few, mm-hmm. But not a huge amount?
Not a huge amount.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to lay low, that makes sense.
Because I could use the face paint I got, disguise self, and make myself not necessarily so outlandishly big.
Mm-hmm.
I think disguise self can only change your height by 1 foot.
Yeah.
Is it worth it or probably not?
I'd save your spell slot.
Well, I've got
that. How many
uses is it?
Probably single use.
Oh, single use?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I could later on prepare that spell later, but I get it from you.
Yeah, you can seem 1 foot shorter or taller and can appear thin, fat, or in between... can't change your body type, so it has to be the same basic arrangement of
humanoid,
mm-hmm. And it lasts for 1 hour.
Because, like, I'm friggin' tall, but I could at least make myself like Goliath height, not quite so excessively large.
It's up to you.
I'll do that just to try to maintain element of surprise in case the Greeblies know, or maybe they're in cahoots with this Kankuzis too much. We don't know.
There's a lot we don't know.
So I think I will use my face paint to disguise self.
I think they told us last time, though. Didn't they tell us last time the Greeblies didn't seem to be in cahoots with this disturber?
Right? Yeah, I didn't think the two were connected.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the Greeblies, it sounds like, are with the
Hourglass
sisters, and it sounds like this disturber is against them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also against the circus because they're not helping them.
Right.
Yeah.
If I understand. All right, let's...
Well, and we were real sus of the Kinku because they came back a couple weeks ago after the explosion looking to get into Prismere. The timing was just really... questionable.
I'm going to do it just for hopes of maybe catching him even more by surprise.
No, that's fine. Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to apply the face paint to myself.
Okay.
And make myself look like a Goliath.
Okay.
Okay. Can I... Do you guys want to split up enough so that I can go through the dressing room and you guys go through the front like you're still party goers?
Yep.
Sounds good to me. The Big Top does not require a ticket punch, right?
No, the Big Top is free.
Aha.
Good. I thought I remember hearing that from last time.
Cool.
Okay. All right, so you're going into the dressing room.
Through the dressing room, yeah.
You're going into
like the middle of the crowd, being one of the
okay.
The fun.
And you're staying outside?
I'm gonna just kind of hang around the entrance, the main entrance.
Okay.
Kind of keeping an eye.
Yeah. So the two of you come around. There is quite a large number of people filing in as it's getting close to the extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a barker out front. Come on, come all! The Big Top extravaganza is about to begin. Come see wonders you've never seen before, delights and marvels for the senses. You go on and head inside, Edrum. And what did you say your disguise was?
A Goliath,
okay. And then, Sarova, you head through the dressing room. As you do, there are a couple performers in there who are getting dressed. You recognize them as... Let's see. One is an elven individual... who goes by the name of Ray Markable.
Nice.
And you can see they have their hair pulled back in a net, and they're saying, "Where is my wig? Oh my god, we're about to go on, and I cannot find it." And Sarova,
hi! How's it going?
Girl, you're looking good.
Thank you.
Oh my god, how you been?
Good. And I'll pick her up and give her a hug, but lightly, so that I don't mess up any of their stuff going on there.
Girl, you have gotten stronger, I swear.
That's, yeah, a thing that's happened. I'm buck wild now. Mm. It's crazy.
They, like, pinch one of your biceps and give a little squeeze.
I flex a little.
Oh, honey, if I swung that way. Anyway.
Fair enough. Anything crazy going on back here?
Just standard nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Things always going missing right before the performance. I can't find a wig. I'm sure one of the mannequins has walked off. It's strange always. Poppy, have you seen anything? You see another one of the performers who goes by the name of Poppy Sickles.
Poppy Sickles.
I love these names.
Right?
It's like, girl, I don't know. Everything's kind of strange around here every day. So what's weird? What's normal? Who can say?
Hi, Poppy.
Hi, Sarova.
This is delightful. So you lost your wig?
Yes. Right?
Can I roll to help her find it?
Sure. Go ahead and roll an investigation check.
That is a natural one.
Cue the Beastie Boys soundtrack.
So, y'all, it's sabotage.
Everything is sabotage.
This is how they're going to do it. Just hide the wig. Ah, that's my prank for the day.
That's the one. Ooh, okay. Well.
The Kinku's just laughing off in a corner.
It worked. Yeah, some strange stuff has been going on, so I'm just here keeping an eye out, seeing what's going on.
Okay, well. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, I mean...
You want me sticking around?
For the night.
Oh. Yeah,
gotta go tomorrow.
Yeah, it was good seeing you.
Yeah, trying to chase down Quan. I guess he left. I guess they left.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Cute one, that Quan.
He was.
Well, I'll just have to steal one of Bo's wigs. I'm sure he won't mind.
Okay, well, I'll keep walking forward to get to the doorway.
They go about finishing up their preparations, and you get to the opening where the tent flaps, you can see into the big top proper. There are three large rings, the biggest being the center, and then two smaller ones off to the side. Rows of tiered benches where the crowd is filling up. It looks like it's going to be quite the packed performance tonight.
Nice.
Edrim, you're able to find a seat, though it is a little precarious because you're actually bigger than what people can see, so you wind up bumping into people.
I do it sort of like sit like a jerk. We're just like, you know, taking up extra space that I need to, and hoping people just give me a wide berth.
Yeah. And I imagine the doorway to the dressing room, it's like in shadow a little bit,
mm-hmm.
so I'll just kind of like sidle out and stand right next to it.
Okay,
just be there at the ready.
Alright, so is there anything else you want to do before the extravaganza begins?
Nope. Just keep an eye out.
No, I don't have anything else I can do.
Okay.
While this last, like, 5-10 minutes is winding down and they're ready to prepare, I want to keep an eye out for the Greeblies, just in case, because I can hate those things.
Rolls are happening. It always makes me nervous when the DM rolls.
Now, how long is the Big Top show? Is it an hour?
It's an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, Bardic Inspo only lasts 10 minutes, so like I could do a Bardic.
Save that for the moment you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could have Bardic you guys. It's never for me.
Sorry, save it for when we need them, because I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all my stuff is within the next turn, so there's nothing I do ahead of time.
Okay. So, the crowd is filing in. The last act before the extravaganza begins.
Can I, as a ritual, do detect magic?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, just have that up for at least the first 10 minutes.
Okay. The last act before the extravaganza begins is a tiny circus of fireflies being managed by an ogre who's dressed like a genie. And as their performance wraps up, the crowd applauds, and as the ogre makes his way off stage with his troupe, The lights in the big top dim, and everything kind of goes a little quiet. There's murmurings and shushings throughout the crowd as a spotlight comes down in the center of the main ring, and we see lowering from the central opening of the big top a silver hoop on a long rope coming down, twirling in place, and sat within it an individual, Edrum, you and Sarova, you both recognize as Mr. Light.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Dressed now in a the similar sort of onesie unitard, but it has these large mirrored silver panels embossed with rhinestones and sequins, and he has these massive butterfly wings coming out of his back that are glittering and gleaming with jewels and gemstones, probably all fake. And you see, as he turns towards the crowd, he says, "Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the Big Top Extravaganza!" And as he does, music begins to pipe up. Within, there is, as the lights raise, a row of can-can dancers that come out through the center stage of various genders and expressions, all with the big frilly dresses waving back and forth as they proceed forward, then splitting in half and opening, and we see, stepping out into the center of the stage, a tiefling man, very fit and muscular physique, wearing a pair of ballooning striped pantaloons. His skin is normally sort of a mauve mulberry color, but it's been streaked with teal body paint. And he's carrying two torches, one bright green and one blue. And as he comes forward, he lifts the blue one to his mouth, and this massive plume of blue flame shoots up into the sky over the crowd, and the extravaganza begins. There are a number of acts that happen across the three rings of the circus. You see Burly comes out and starts performing feats of strength. There is a goblin juggler who starts juggling objects and then shouts to the crowd for anyone who wants to toss something in, and people throw out little bits and bobs, and she adds those to her performance, juggling more and more objects. There is an elf ballerina who dances with costumes, animated costumes that leap out of a magical wardrobe. There is a satyr fiddler whose music causes plants to burst out of the ground and begin dancing around him. All manner of delightful and strange and miraculous magical shows put on for your amusement. About halfway through, things begin to wind down. It sort of seems like it's the end of the first act of the extravaganza. As Mr. Light. Got it. Stop getting confused. Mr. Light comes out once more, carrying his jeweled weather vane. "Wonderful, wonderful! Are you all having a good time?" And the crowd cheers and applauds. "Wonderful! Well," and suddenly there's a sting of music. Da-da-da! Did you hear that? Dun dun dun. Could it be? Dun dun dun. Yes, it must mean it's time to send in the clowns.
I mean, can I roll a perception for what's going on in the crowd?
Sure, absolutely.
Any disturbances? Anybody shifting, moving? Because I imagine the crowds are usually really wrapped with what's going
sure.
on.
Edrum want to roll any sort of check, or are you enraptured by their performance?
Oh, no, I'm focusing on looking around.
Okay.
That's
and you can
six.
Roll in.
Yeah, I know.
Can I just go with my passive on this one?
Perception, yeah. No, this is active.
Active.
11.
Ooh, yours is good, but you're outside.
He's at the door. I'm at the door, kind of watching the in door. And out.
Sure.
I read my perception is not the best, so that's a 14.
Better than my 6.
You don't notice anything going on unusual in the crowd, no.
Okay.
So.
Good to know. I thought that was going to be bomb, shake your body, do that,
next time.
I know, right?
The music begins to play as the lights go off, except for the illuminated center stage, or the center ring, as Mr. Light steps aside. The music keeps playing.
Would I know where this act is supposed to enter from?
The clowns are supposed to come in at this point from all around the ring.
Are they supposed to come? They're not supposed to come through the dressing room, right? Or is Ray one of the clowns? She's not one of the clowns.
No.
Those guys. They're supposed to just be at the...
They're supposed to be ready at the peripheries to come in when it's their cue. And no one's coming to the ring. And then you see this large shape sort of start lumbering towards the ring at the periphery of the lights. And as it gets closer, you see that this is a tall 15, 16-foot figure, very round and large, and as they step into the light, you see a grotesque pumpkin head, jack-o'-lantern-type face, painted white, with smeared red paint that's sort of dribbling down to the mouth, almost like blood, and a deep, laughing, dark chuckle echoes out of it as it moves kind of mechanically and jerkily forward, as its body, where the waistband of its costume is, splits open, and smaller clown-type creatures start spilling out. But they're all moving with these jerky, kind of mechanical, inhuman movements. The crowd starts to shriek and scream in terror.
I take a running leap as soon as I recognize that it's something way bigger than should be in the big top. I just start running straight towards it to attack.
Okay. Why don't I set up a battle map?
Right for it. Let's do
if
it.
You insist.
I'm so excited.
You guys.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, when we didn't see anything, maybe instead of talking, we should have gone out and done more investigating.
I said one of us outside, one of us inside.
Well, he's outside.
No, he's like in the doorway, like.
Yeah, but if like some, in, he rolled a 14, if something were happening outside, he's in the doorway. This is something pre-set up. Like, this didn't happen in a moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we only had like 20.
We didn't have much time.
Yeah,
we didn't have much time.
There's a million ways they could have gone wrong.
Also, we have combat, so.
I know, I'm super excited. I want to fuck something up. I'm a barbarian. I'm ready to rage.
So a part of me is wondering if, like, this thing is, like, spilling out zombified versions of the clowns that are supposed to be in
I'm worried act. About that. Yeah, I'm so. Worried that these clowns are maybe possibly the clowns that were supposed to show up.
And part of me is wondering, like, I wonder if Thacko's supposed to be with the clowns or if he's separate from them.
Also,
I know where you took that from.
Is that from the microwave?
It's from the cats. Like,
sort of the seal.
The food holder.
Nice.
But it's a perfect circle, so I get why you did it.
Okay, so.
So you said this was. That is a very large mini, and I'm going to need you to stop.
I see you get your Dark Soul minis. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very large mini, sir.
So we've got the stands over here where the crowd is assembled.
Okay. So I'm in there somewhere.
So Edrum, you're going to be up there somewhere.
You mean like dead center, but at the back? I would have been trying to like three, four rows in.
Over here by the staff entrance.
So like here-ish or like here?
Over here.
Like here, okay.
And Edrum, you're going to be over here by the main entrance.
You mean Phineas.
Phineas, sorry.
It's okay.
And you said
we look a lot alike. I can understand the confusion.
Do we?
This was a large pumpkin. How big was the pumpkin?
It's like it looks like a large, almost mechanical sort of clown.
Okay.
With a pumpkin head, like a jack.
But he's like 15 feet tall.
15, 16 feet tall. Yeah.
I love that you use that as the mini.
So we'll use that for this creature.
And is it because it must be large? Yeah, that makes sense.
Huge.
Oh yeah, right. That'd be huge.
Yeah. Wow, that's horrifying. What the fuck is that?
That's the asylum demon.
Absolutely not.
One of the first things you'd ever fight in Dark Souls.
That's my seed.
These are the little ones that have come spilling out of it.
Would I know how many clowns normally come through?
It's normally about eight.
Eight.
Do they all have like little pumpkin heads too?
Yeah. Okay. They're all, they kind of look like scarecrows or something along that line.
Yeah, the song is called Enter the Gladiator, so it's pretty appropriate in a sense.
That's what this song is called?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And you said the belly opened up and spit out these three clowns?
Yep. Looks like it's actually hollow inside of its costume.
It's a Trojan clown.
Mm-hmm. Does it look like there's more in there waiting to get out, or cannot tell?
Don't know yet.
Where did it come from?
Sort of wandered in from the dark recess of the big top over here.
And dark vision's only 60 feet.
So yeah, you can see it approaching as it...
And I couldn't see where it came from before it hit, like, the forward side of the light?
No, we rolled our perceptions.
Yeah.
And did not roll well.
Apparently we shut down yet another unidentified flying object today.
What?
Over, so yesterday we shut down, like, some balloon that was floating over Alaska.
That was, like, last week, right?
No, there was another one.
Another one?
Yesterday, and then another one today. That they shot down over Canada with, like, the U.S. Joint Canadian operation.
I very much dislike this.
Okay, so if I could have initiative rolls, please.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I had a 14.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
11.
Okay, so Phineas first, then Sarola, then Edrum. Okay. So, let us begin with Phineas, then. What do you do as this happens? And the crowd begins to shriek in terror, and people start standing up from their seats.
At first the crowd starts screaming, and I'm like, oh, they must be doing something good. Then I peek over, and I see that shit. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I unsling Heart and Song from my back and start running towards the danger.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast, using one of the charges in Ibrath Uluvin, Bark Skin on myself.
Setting
my AC to very 16 nice. Temporarily.
Very nice.
Cool.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And... 60 feet, and as I strike this power cord, my feathers just turn into like wood bark on me, and I my head cracking with the sound of like wood rubbing against wood. I turn to you, Edrum, and I just say, "Get in there and fuck some shit up," and give you a bardic inspiration.
Noise.
D6.
Ha, noise.
You do know I'm not going to be getting close to that, though, right?
I don't care what you do. Just fuck it up.
And do it well. Gotcha.
Okay. After your turn, these things are going to shamble forward towards the crowd.
Perfect. Don't worry.
And you see they kind of... let's see here. As they come forward, you see that... their hands kind of end in these long scissor-like blades. It's almost like Edward Scissorhands. Oh, as they come shambling forward, and they look out to the crowd, and their mouths open, and green sort of light pours out as they cackle. I'd like all three of you to make wisdom saving throws,
please. Uh-oh, there it is. I'm not very wise. Oh, no, that's a low roll. I was wrong when I wisdom pre-tested these dice.
Oh, thank you.
Sucks. Sucks, sucks, sucks. I got a 7.
Okay.
Balls.
Now 20.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody's good.
23.
You two succeed. Sarova, you are frightened.
Of them or the big bad?
Of them.
Dope.
The little ones.
Fine.
I'm sorry, and I have to make the joke, Edgord Scissorhands.
Ooh.
That's great.
Ooh, Scissorhands.
Okay. The crowd begins to panic. People start climbing up out of their seats over one another. You think that there's about to be a full-blown, like, what's the word? Like
riot? Stampede?
Stampede, mm-hmm. Yes. Sarob, it's your turn.
They're 40 feet away from me, so I can't get any closer to them. 40. Fuck. So I can't make a beeline for that guy.
Nope. But could you stay in your attack from afar?
Nothing to throw. I'm a barbarian. I don't do shit. Wait, was that a magical effect?
It is, yes.
Do I get advantage on those?
I don't know, do you?
I don't think it's I do, but I don't need to with that roll anyway.
I only think that because I thought Yasha had it, but I don't see that here.
What about the feats you've taken?
Not my feats, for sure.
Oh, you might get that while raging, but...
Gosh, I just don't know barbarians well enough to even begin to guess. Probably not then, because I don't see it in my class and class features.
And it's usually a race option.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because my
maybe
elf...
that's why then.
I had an elf that does that. And...
okay, that's probably that it then. So I'm gonna...
the wild magic...
okay.
You have advantage against spells cast by creatures within 5 feet of you.
That's Mage Slayer. Right?
And advantage on dexterity saves against effects that you can see while not blinded. Definitely.
Yeah, this is not dex, yeah, so...
don't
so this should maintain my distance from the creepies.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can get up behind this thing. Okay. Eventually. So I can make it... that's maintaining distance. Okay, that's pretty perfect. So move and a dash. And then I will rage.
Okay.
And that's a D8 to figure out what the fuck I'm doing. So, number eight. A bolt of light shoots from your chest. Another creature of your choice you can see within 30 feet. Yeah! Must succeed on a con saving throw or take 1d6 lightning damage and be blinded until the start of the next my next turn.
Okay.
Con save DC 14.
That's going to be a big old no.
Woo!
So it fails and is blinded?
2 points of damage, but it is blinded.
Okay.
And then at the end of my turn, I get to save against that throw, the fear?
No, it lasts until the... let's see. The end of their next turn.
Oh, damn.
So it will go away before your next turn.
But it's... well, no, only if I make a save at the end of my next turn.
No, no,
oh, it's just
it's
a one round.
At the end of their next turn.
Okay.
So you're good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's it. I don't think I can do anything else.
Okay, the big one is blind. So...
probably angry about that.
Which it is not immune to. So, it's just going to sort of lean forward. Again, its belly splits open. Three more come spilling out of it.
Shit.
But that's going to be all it does on its turn, Edrum.
Okay. Due to the fact that he's, you know, got not a lot of time to react, he's going to try to create his little Eldritch Cannon thing. Yeah, he's going to just quickly put together this weird, rigid, metallic triangle structure so it can just... because it moves, so I'm going to use that to mark where it's going to be. I'm going to make it go... so I can make it go up to 60 feet. I'm gonna make it go there. Was that gonna be? Make it go there, and it's gonna be the flamethrower version.
Okay.
So it's going to just spew a cone of fire damage in 15 feet.
Nice.
I should be able to hit two of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5, 10, 15. 5, 10, 15.
Would think that. That yep. Positioning could work.
Does that work?
That works.
They have to make a dex save DC 14.
No, that's 3 on the die.
Nice.
attack. Then they take, ooh, nice, 12 fire damage.
Whew. Nice.
You see as they are engulfed in flames, their bodies seem to sort of collapse and break down, almost like they're made out of some sort of wood construction, and they are just reduced to wreckage.
Oh, good, we got
this. That was easy.
And then I'm just going to move to there, just like tumble down the bleachers or whatever to get to the main floor level.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
All right. Let's see.
Okay. Excuse me.
At this point, we're back to initiative 20. Phoenix.
Cool, 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 cool.
So as a bonus action, I said, I don't know what you did with your chest, but keep it up.
Oh, right. I don't know either.
So that's a bardo for you. And then I am going to Mr. Pumpkinhead needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
As I look at him and
and
yeah.
So it looks like somebody left your head a few weeks too long on their front step, buddy. That's a vicious mockery. He's going to take vicious mockery. He's going to take 2d4. No, what level are we? 4th.
Yeah.
1d4 psychic damage. That's 4 psychic, so 4 psychic damage, and he has disadvantage on his next attack roll.
Nice.
Okay.
Debuff.
Blind and disadvantage.
That's from Baton Kaidos, isn't it?
Is it? It might be. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like I said, I've only played the first 2 hours 5 times.
Let's see. These guys are going to shamble forward.
I dislike how they're concentrated on that crowd.
This one's actually going to shamble towards... Phineas,
okay.
As you are.
How is the crowd doing, by the way?
They are freaking the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And
as
you see,
are they escaping okay?
Well, you see, Burley is there along with some of the other like guard security, trying to organize people, trying to keep them calm. But people are like, it's chaos right now, and Burley is shouting, "If you can help us manage the people, we'd appreciate it. Everybody, please." Form an orderly line. But, yeah, it's clear. Like somebody's going to get hurt if this situation doesn't get sorted out.
Would you say that this whole black line is just people?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. But that brings us to Sorova's turn.
Dope.
Oh wait, sorry. These guys didn't get to do anything.
Yeah, they just moved.
Yeah, this one is going to look at Phineas. These two are going to look at Edrum. I need you both to make wisdom saving throws again.
Is this that same fear effect?
Effect to try and frighten
you. Perfect. I will get
I'm out of the range
advantage.
There?
Oh, they're just looking at me.
So one wisdom save each or two wisdom save?
One each.
I make two. Or is it just one?
Just one.
Okay. Natural one.
Oh, no!
Can't think we have advantage, right. So 19.
Okay, you succeed. Phineas, unfortunately, you are frightened, and your frightened condition ends, Sorova.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Your turn.
Cool, 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 cool. Close the distance. I can get right there next to him. Let me bring this.
Because he's blinded, she'll get advantage, correct?
How long does the blindness last?
It ends...
I think it's till the end of her next turn.
Be blinded until the start of your next turn.
Oh,
so
okay.
He is not, but I can use this effect again every turn as a bonus action.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Get it. So I am going to close the distance. We're level 4, so we only get one attack, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to try to blind him first? Because then I think if he's blinded, you get advantage.
Do I get... Okay. I'll use my bonus action first. DC 14 con save.
Okay. It's a 17, so it does exceed.
I'll probably try it.
Okay.
Does it still take damage or no?
Oh, man, that's a natural one.
Oof.
for my attack. God damn it. Roll my I think hot it's, garbage.
I think it acts like a cantrip, so it's all or nothing when she rolls.
Well, let's check.
It just says... No, I succeed or take 1d6. Okay. So yeah, no damage.
Okay.
Balls! I'm gonna shout out, hey, I'm the fucking problem! And hopefully that gains me some attention.
Okay.
Let's roll these d20s again. Stop being bitches. Alright, that one's being used next. Okay.
Okay. It's going to turn towards you.
Yeah!
Because you are the fucking problem.
Come and get me. Come and get me, motherfucker.
It is going to lean down towards you, and as it does, its horrific mouth opens up. And
this it tries to swallow me?
Green billowing gas comes out. Make a constitution saving throw, please.
Okay, do better. Okay, con save. That's 18.
18, okay. You succeed.
Dope. What was it trying to do to me?
You don't know.
I can't tell from it hitting me. Okay. Okay. Oh, I don't like I said that.
Oh, I heard okay.
Yeah. Everything has to be said in 3 or 4 repetitions.
Edrum.
First thing I'm going to do is move my contraption. I can move it no more than 15 feet, but I think I'm not going to do it.
Probably get one.
Could I hit two of them with a cone from there? Both again, 15 feet.
You get these two.
Perfect, then I will do that. Dex 14.
No.
Nice.
7 fire damage.
Okay, they are immolated.
Perfect, that's my bonus action. For my action, I'm going to be casting a spell. And this is me attempting to at least assist with the crowd losing their friggin' minds. In an attempt to get everyone's attention, I'm going to be firing off a thunder wave. But I might as well do that after I move there.
Okay. You think this is going to calm the crowd?
The loud noise might just make them stop. And
I'm going to spend my action on my turn trying to calm the crowd if you want to do damage, just FYI.
Well, Thunderwave does damage, right? Yeah,
it does.
Okay.
I'm hoping that the loud noise will make everyone just shut up for a moment and calm down. So I'm going to be casting Thunderwave. So 50-foot cube originating from me. Everything will have to make a con save, so that's just the one baddie. Okay. DC 14.
Not enough, so they fail.
Nice.
8 thunder damage, and push 10 feet away.
Okay, you blast it. 10 feet away, you said?
Yep.
You blow off, like, one of its arms. It sort of shambles, but it's still staying.
And then that's going to emit a thunderous boom, audible to 300 feet. So just fill the space with the cacophonous
burst. Like you see the flaps in the tents wave a bit with the impact of the burst.
And then, you know, just shout, listen to the guy who's trying to help you out. The guy's like directing them to orderly lines and all that.
Make a persuasion check with persuasion or intimidation with disadvantage.
Persuasion or intimidation. Intimidation it is. You said with disadvantage?
Mm-hmm.
Both the same number. 12.
People don't seem to be...
I tried.
...listening.
Okay,
that's all I got.
All right, we come back around to Phineas' turn.
Oh, I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I'm going to reach into my pouch and pull out something I've yet to pull out this campaign. It looks like a little flute, but with a hose attached to it. And I just give a loud squeeze in my pouch, blow into the flute, and just the loud cacophonous bagpipe noise fills the area. As I then am going to try to use a persuasion check to persuade the crowd to act in an orderly fashion, having hopefully gotten their attention with that.
Okay.
And I was going to ask. Thaumaturgy is not a bard spell, so I can't make my voice louder that way. Could I use a So could I use like a bardic inspiration maybe to like enhance that effect? Or
I'd say if you want to use one of your inspiration dice, I'd allow you to add it to the roll, yeah.
Cool.
I should use that on mine. Oops.
All right, wish me luck.
Good luck.
Good luck, Clove. But
you are lucky.
I am lucky, so I'm going to spend a luck point. So that is a 33.
Holy fucking shit. Okay. Good lord. So in the middle of this...
32, I'm sorry. Okay. Don't want to cheat.
In the middle of this burgeoning riot, we suddenly hear... as this bagpipe ignites, and somehow it gets the people's attention enough. It's enough of a discordant, out-of-place sound that people stop what they're doing, mm-hmm. and you're able to get their attention. What do you say?
I say, people of the carnival, we are professionals, we handle this shit all the time. If everybody will just file out in an orderly fashion, we'll make sure that all of you are safe.
Are we?
You got a 32.
He rolled a 32 on his persuasion check.
What's the number on that die?
An 18. But I also added my. I also let me use a bardic inspiration die.
Yeah,
you can use them on yourself.
He made the rules a little bit.
Okay.
In this entrance, you're using the power of your bardic charisma.
Nice.
I love it.
Also, I got their attention with my bagpipe that I've yet to use as cantrip.
I mean, a bagpipe is one of the most horrific sounds on the earth.
Okay, you managed to, through sheer force of personality, capture...
Yeah, just weaving a little bit of magic in there.
Weaving a little bit of bardic magic in there. Capture the attention of all of the onlookers and audience members who visibly calm down and begin following Burley's instructions as everyone is filed out safely. Mm-hmm. You have averted a potential catastrophe.
All right. And which creature am I feared of?
That one.
This one.
Okay, so... Let's see, I am currently 1, 2, 3 squares away, so I can move laterally. So I'm just going to kind of move a little bit there.
Okay.
Just to put more of myself between... Just to assure the crowd that I told them we're professionals.
I heard you. Yeah.
And so we're going to... I just put a little bit of myself between them and the crowd to, you know, just really demonstrate our commitment to professionalism.
This one's going to shamble towards Edrum. I'm going to shamble towards Phineas. As they come up, you see their pumpkin-like skulls open and the same green mist pours out. I need constitution saves from each of you, please.
Uh-oh. Cool. Glad I buffed my AC when they're not attacking my AC.
Oh, right.
That's a 7.
So constitution?
Mm-hmm.
14.
14.
Hold up. I'm going to spin another. What did that do to you?
What? I don't know. I succeeded.
You resisted.
I don't know if it succeeded yet, do I?
I'm going to spin a lucky.
You don't.
10.
Oh, man.
Out of 3 to that, my bardic dice.
Oh, yeah.
So 17. 17 and 10?
Yeah.
Okay, you succeed. Phineas, unfortunately, as this blast of green gas hits you, you kind of cough and blink, and as you do, reality around you sort of warps and gets hazy and strange as sounds stretch and distort. Basically, you're kind of put on an acid trip. Yeah,
yeah, and everything is fantastical,
fantastical and scary and terrifying.
The creature sort of turns into an old version of myself who was a disappointment to his parents.
Oh my god, more existential. Like his face stretched in a horrible...
No, I was referencing the mind from my... So, yeah. Just, oh,
it's
god.
Progressively aging more and more and more till it turns into dust.
So you are currently paralyzed.
Oh shit, that's no joke.
No.
So is a hit an auto crit on paralyzed conditions?
Yes.
But don't worry, I'll be able to protect him shortly.
You do notice so far none of these have directly attacked anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They're here to just make a mess.
They're here to sabotage.
It's the end of their turn, so your fear effect ends, but you are unfortunately paralyzed, Phineas. Sarova, it's your turn.
And I'm in the spotlight. There's no seeing into the crowd for me.
Yeah, any attack that hits me is a critical hit. If the attack is within 5 feet.
You can try. It'd be a disadvantage. If you want to make a perception check.
Would it take up one of my actions?
It would be your action.
To spend that time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. Bonus attack. DC 14 con save.
Okay.
Has the big thing swung? Or you just did the gas on
me? It did the gas on me. Okay. Ooh, failed?
It failed.
Gas. 5 points of damage. Blind.
Very nice.
And that makes my attacks at advantage.
Because it can't.
Right. Does incapacitated and paralyzed?
Oh, it's an after 20.
Does incapacitated and paralyzed stop concentration?
I don't believe so, but you can look up on the clarification on it.
Sure.
Can you add a bardic die to attacks?
For specific bards, I don't know if you can for fitness.
To attack rolls.
Let me check. Bardic inspiration, ability check, attack roll, or saving throw,
but not damage.
If you cast the spell, you can also use it to add to damage or healing,
but not on a melee. No. Okay. How? That's 4 twos.
There you go.
So 8 points of damage.
Yahtzee.
Lame. Actually, cluster. So 8 plus 6, 14.
Does that include your rage bonus too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. So 14 points of damage.
I ain't shabby.
Okay.
4 twos. What's the fucking likelihood on that? It's crazy.
1 to 6 times 1 to 6 times 1 to 6 times 1 to 6.
Okay, you hack at this thing with your greatsword, and you actually cut it in half. Its legs sort of flop off, and its top half falls to the ground. But its top half is still sort of moving around creepily.
I still have my movement left, right?
You do.
I go all the way to the back to figure out what the fuck's going on back there. Take a look around and see if I can see a culprit.
Okay. It's its turn. You are too far away. Has no legs.
I have no legs.
When she moved, did it get an AOL or no?
It did not take one.
Okay. And it's blind.
And it's blind.
Fair, yeah.
That's true. It can't see. So it's actually going to start crawling this way, but that's as far as it gets on its, just using its arms.
Ooh, this is gross. So basically, I cut its legs off.
You cut its legs off.
But yes. It's still going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And as its legs come off, you can kind of see that there was sort of a wooden and wire framework within the inside of it. But it's mostly hollow.
This is a preposterous amount of pre-work that had to go into this thing.
Mm-hmm. Unless magic.
I mean, to build scaffolding? That's not a
mechanical. I made this thing in seconds, and it's helping me.
Yeah, but you're a highly trained individual.
It is your turn, Edrum.
Okay, so it's within range of me, so I'm going to move. Move that guy there. Mm-hmm. And flamethrower just the guy, okay. DC 14 dex.
Oh, jeez.
Hey,
goodbye.
Oh, no.
What
is
this?
Did you get it?
I got it. Fail.
Oh, no!
Oh, wow. Damn. Bam. Max damage, 16. Fire. Incinerated.
Into cinders.
I'm going to back away from the one that's threatening me. I'm going to go that way towards the stands. Perfect. And I'm just going to hit him with a firebolt, so I hope I can kill him.
Okay. This is the one that you've already sheared an arm off of with your thunder wave.
I use my bardic, so I can't. Mm-hmm. 14.
That does still hit.
Perfect. Do I get my... No, so 10 fire damage.
10 fire damage. It is reduced to cinders. So you just have the top half of the big one that's still moving around.
I'm going to use the last of my last 15 feet of movement and head towards the center of the ring.
1, 2.
Thank you. And that's what I can do.
Okay, and we come back to the top of initiative with Phineas.
I question if I have wings, but why do I have hands? Does that mean I have, like, forearms?
At the end of your turn, make another con save for me, please.
Make an identity check. You're having a crisis.
15?
15 succeeds. You are able to shake off the effects.
Nice.
But that is the end of your turn. All of the little ones have been burned to cinders. Sorova, it is your turn.
I know which direction it's walking.
Just the,
mm-hmm.
like the big
I don't care
arms.
About it anymore.
And then the wings integrate.
I'm just going to use my 35 feet of movement and just look for something else in this area. I use my action for a perception check.
Okay. What, looking for anything particular or just whatever?
Looking for an individual, a cause of this. An exit made by someone else. Anything out of the norm.
Okay. This is the only area of bright light in the tent right now, so you're going to be at disadvantage.
I have dark vision 60 feet.
Still disadvantage.
Okay, that sucks. But I can use this if I need to.
Because dark vision is, you can see in darkness as if we're at dim light, right?
Yes.
No, it's, I think it's regular.
It's full vision 30 for
feet
60
regular, 30 feet dim.
I'll look it up.
It's divided 30-30.
I don't know. I've never questioned it
before. You can see in dim light. You see in dim light within 100, as if it were bright light, and darkness as if it were dim light.
So, yeah, this is darkness, so it's as if it were dim light, which means you have disadvantage on the check.
Okay,
but still roll.
And this is perception?
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
Eights?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see anything over there.
All right, well. And it's headed this direction?
Seems to be, yeah.
I'm going to get to here, which is 30 feet of my movement.
Okay.
With a casual look around, do I see anything?
You rolled your perception check. You didn't see anything.
Balls.
Okay.
And then my rage ends at the end of my turn, or the start of my next turn. If I don't take damage.
You didn't take damage or attack this turn, so it ends this turn, I think.
Yeah. Well, you haven't attacked or taken damage since this.
Since the previous turn?
Since your last turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could she not use her bonus action to do the light thing and keep her rage going?
I don't have the light thing.
That wild magic thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry,
you can
wild magic.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Make myself useful.
This is going to be, I'm sure, a failure on the deck save.
14?
Con save, yeah. Failure.
Oh, there's your bardic inspiration back.
So d6 of whatever?
3.
Of...
lightning, radiant damage, and it's blind.
Okay, so it is blinded. Okay, you blow part of its pumpkin face off. It still shambles. It is blinded, so it's shambling still in this direction. That's as far as it gets as it drags itself out of the spotlight. And then it is Edrim's turn.
I'm gonna follow the beastie 30 feet as much as I can. I'm gonna have this follow me. I can put up to 15 max. I'm going to fire a firebolt at the tent wall right here. Why don't you just, like, light it up? I'm assuming they can fix the tent. I don't care.
Are you lighting it on fire?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's a tent. They can fix it.
You're a monster. Of course. It's fabric.
Exactly. And they can fix it. I don't know if a 12 hits the tent wall with the firebolt.
Are there still people in here?
That way. We're going this way. There's no crowd over here.
So, I will just say, Firebolt, from my understanding, does not ignite objects.
Doesn't actually ignite... Would it, like, just blow through it and leave a hole?
Yes.
No.
Perfect, I'll do that. At, like, my eye level, see if I can just...
Okay.
I know it's a distance,
roll damage.
Firebolt's a d10.
Light and
three.
Fire.
3 points of damage?
Yeah.
You make a nice singe.
I completely failed. God damn it. That's all I got.
Okay. Phineas, we're back to you.
How high up is the spotlight?
There's no actual spotlight. You imagine some sort of magical light, but it's probably at the top of the thing, so 80 feet?
Okay.
Well, hi, baby. You wanted attention right now, didn't you?
That's a Zelda move right there. Leap it up on the back feet for attention. Well, I guess technically it's a link move. Pop up.
I'm going to start flying up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast Mage Hand.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I can get 30 feet up, and Mage Hand can get another 30 feet. So,
what is it you're trying to do?
Just move the thing so that it's pointing towards that corner.
I see what you mean. Okay.
Assuming the thing is movable.
Okay. So that's Phineas's turn. All the little ones are gone. Sarova.
I wasn't ready.
That's okay.
I thought I had a couple more seconds to nom.
But these useless D12s to use.
I'm going to use my action again to try and perceive whether there's a hole in this thing, a person standing around. What is this thing going to? Disadvantage again, right?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Okay. 16.
16. You don't see anything.
Fuck. It's too good. All right, I'm going to turn around and blast that again.
Okay.
DC 14.
Failures.
Dope. 5. Blind.
Okay, that is enough. You blast off the rest of its pumpkin head. It collapses to the ground and stops moving.
Maybe I should have left it alive so I could follow it. Okay, that's it.
Alright, the clowns have been defeated. The crowd is ushered out.
I'll shout as things are calming down. Over here! It was running over here!
And then I'm going to get up to the spotlight and try to turn it so that it faces that corner of the tent.
Okay, yeah, you turn the spotlight, shines over in this direction. Did you just see the tent?
I'm going to run over to the back wall of the tent and just cut it open with my Akulwa so I can stick my head out and see if we
can't
find the tent.
Can you just lift it
no.
up? No! You're a fucking Luxodon!
I got to lift it up 9 feet to get out of the thing. Just Sorry. Cut and open. They can fix it with sewing.
We have the mending spell. It'll be okay.
So do I. I'll fix it myself.
Yeah, I'll, like, unlike a peasant, I will lift it up and go outside.
Unlike a peasant.
Well, I almost said the wrong one.
Okay, so, you head outside. Both of you make perception checks for me, as I assume you're looking for something?
I'm
perception
looking.
With magic awareness. So, as an action, open your awareness to the presence of concentrated magic. Until the end of your next turn, you know the location of any spell or magic within 60 feet that isn't behind total cover.
60 feet, okay.
And I'm just looking out for a Kenku or something else. Okay, is that perception?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, god damn it.
And I'm going to just
Would the magic awareness give me bonus?
A bird's eye view and just kind of see if I can see from above anybody.
Would it give me advantage with the magic awareness?
No.
Damn.
Dirty 20.
Balls! 6 again.
6.
Fine.
Is it perception?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 7.
God damn it!
Yeah, dirty 20 at least.
At least that. And you're outside now, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I went through that tent.
Made a door.
You see, as you are outside, people are sort of dispersing, moving around. There's a lot of confusion and people are not really sure what to make out of what's just occurred and what they've just witnessed. A lot of the carnival hands are trying to do damage control as best they can, get people drinks, get them entertained, do whatever it can to distract them or make sure that they're having a good time after this massive disruption to the show. You,
yeah,
you do not perceive anything out of the normal ordinary, but your magic awareness immediately pings that there is a spell beyond the normal magical stuff that's around. What does it say again? You know the location?
You know the location of any spell or magic item within 60 feet that isn't behind total cover. And when I sense a spell, I learn the school of magic it belongs to.
Okay. You sense an illusion magic spell.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing where it's located, you see an looks to be like an elven woman,
mm-hmm.
Just dressed in clothing that would blend in with the other carnival goers.
Mm-hmm.
You see the same person. They seem to be sort of nervously looking over their shoulder back towards the tent as they're making a beeline away.
I run to grapple.
Okay.
How far away is this person from Sorova?
They are about 30 feet and moving away, but you can still catch them.
I would yell, dispel magic.
We're not going up level for that.
Oh, yeah, no. Shit. Okay, no,
I had another method of stopping
it's a
them.
Level spell, isn't it?
I think it's third level. I think dispel magic and counterspell are the same level.
But I'm nowhere near. I had another plan to stop them. It's a little bit more aggressive.
Stop being aggressive! Don't get
what I'm here for. I can do non-lethal.
I'm the barbarian!
I can do non-lethal.
What are you doing?
But if you can catch them, then do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll run to grapple.
You run to grapple, make your athletics check.
Been rolling like dog shit!
Still rolling.
Don't I get
dog shit?
Oh, can I rage first and get advantage?
Sure.
Fuck yes, because that was a fucking 8. Okay, that's better.
Roll your d8 for your rage.
Right. Who knows? Oh. Ooh, 7. What is a 7? I don't know any of these. Oh! Area around me within 15 feet is difficult terrain for my enemies.
She gets
flowers
closer.
And vines begin to creep up my legs in 15 feet around me. And strength, is it athletics?
Athletics.
That's a 19.
Okay. You run up behind this individual and invoke your rage, this surge of wild magic rushing through you as the ground begins to grow rapidly with wildflowers and vines wrapping around this individual's ankles. They stop in place, and then you come up behind and just bear hug them to grapple. As you do, you immediately are able to tell that this person's actual body proportions are not what you're seeing. This is some kind of illusion disguising their true form.
I've got him, and I'll say, drop the illusion, or this gets a lot fucking worse.
Make a intimidation check.
Can I use my strength as...
Yes. And roll with advantage.
Okay. That was an 11. So 15 on that one. 17.
17. You hear a voice say... look at their abilities real quick.
Oh, God, excuse me.
You hear a voice say, all right, no need to be mean.
Is that Ray... Is that Ray Markable's voice?
No.
Okay.
It does sound a lot like Candlefoot's voice, though.
Never heard... Oh, you heard Candlefoot's voice.
Yeah.
You've heard... And the image of the elven woman shimmers and is replaced by a black-feathered Kenku.
Yeah.
Dressed in long, sort of tattered blue robes.
All right, I'm going to land on the ground next to them and then just sort of shake out my wings just sort of in a, you can't do this. Sort of.
I'm better than you. Flex.
That's just rude.
That was a fucking flex. I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that rude? You know what's rude? Creating little fucking creepies that make me go on bad trips.
Has that effect ended?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I would love to have tripped with you under, like, some much nicer circumstances. I'm pretty cool like that, but what you did was very uncool.
Well, I'm sorry, sugar.
Look, I don't think we have beef.
Oh, we have beef.
Because, I say, we have the same enemies. I think we can work together. You gotta knock what you're doing off right now.
Make a persuasion check for me.
I will be keeping quiet.
21.
Nice.
This individual seems to think for a moment. What is Edrim doing?
Eyeing them cautiously and trying to keep an eye out to make sure there's no backup or anything.
But you're keeping like a distance?
I'm going to stand back about like 10 feet, but I've got my hand.
And as they think about it for a second, I'm going to lean in. So basically just me, them, and Sarova can hear. And
do I all read lips?
And I say, yeah. And I make sure I enunciate clearly for you. I say, after all, we want to bring down Indola.
Indolin?
Indolin. Oh. Need to
have better handwriting.
End of it.
Yeah. Now, maybe there is common ground for us to discuss. Might I ask y'all to unhand my person, and we can have ourselves a civil conversation?
Before we get started on civil, you need to be very honest with me. Can you give Kendallfoot back his voice?
Yes.
You can keep it for this conversation.
Much obliged.
After that, you'll be giving it back, or things will get uncomfortable again. And I will step back.
Okay. Sort of shake out their person and dust themselves off. Well, you two seem like you might be reasonable folks, so
let's... Well, he's reasonable. I'm violent.
You seem like you might be a reasonable gentleman.
I'm quite reasonable. She's moderately violent. He is aggressively violent. Yes. And I point towards the Loxodon, who's just, what are you doing?
Like, just standing there watching, hand ready on my weapon just in case. I'm tired of this nonsense.
Oh, he's with y'all, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, before our conversation goes much further, what assurance do I have that y'all ain't working for the sisters? I don't know any of y'all. You could be anybody. You could be somebody screaming downstairs.
The sisters apparently convinced my best friend to run away, and I have no idea where the fuck he is. I want to end him.
They tried to kidnap a child, but perhaps...
A fucking child.
But perhaps more egregiously is they've overthrown Zabilna, and we really need to talk to Zabilna right now.
Yep.
How much is the fact that you've been at this carnival messing it up for... months now, and we've only just got here
couple
today.
Weeks.
Apologies.
That's all right. Those, witch and light fellas, they weren't exactly,
What are you rolling? Can I roll an insight for...
You can't roll an insight.
Can I roll an insight on the DM?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, DC 77. Good luck.
I mean, 32!
66, I guess I failed.
DC 30 is supposed to be impossible. So.
I say.
No. Y'all say we have a common foe.
Mm-hmm. Four foes. There's three of them.
I suppose it's true, though I really only have issue with Indolin. She took something quite valuable of mine, and I would like it returned.
What's that?
My enchanted quill.
What does a quill do that's worth weeks of vengeance?
Well, it's enchanted, so it could be enchanted with anything.
It's very special. It bypasses certain problems I have with communication.
Oh, because written communication for a kinku is also only...
It's a little difficult.
Yeah.
Mimicry or whatever.
I imagine that Sarova would probably know that in and out of the carnival.
So, I suppose an agreement could be reached. I will cease my shenanigans. I will return Mr. Candlefoot's voice. Mm-hmm. If I can have some assurance that y'all will return to me my quill. Though, to do that, y'all would need a way into Prismere, which I've been searching for to no avail.
We have a way.
I used to work here, so I have a better connection than a campaign of terror.
It literally took us, like, a 10-minute conversation.
Oh, yeah, we've been here for, like, 5 hours. I smirk. I don't like it when he rolls.
I say, what sort of assurance? What would assure you of our intent?
I suppose I could take some form of collateral.
Shit, I ain't got nothing.
To be returned when you return to me, my quill.
I don't even know what that is. Like, I have items, an item, and I know I picked it because it was the... We were allowed two magical items. so I can look it up.
I take off my necklace with my holy symbol on it.
Let me see what this is. Like, I wouldn't be this long on the draw here. Because I would know what it is. Okay. I will pull a small silver pin from the inside of my vest and hand it over and say, since you like disguising yourself so well, I take it that you're the wizardly type. That should make it easier. It is a mask charm. You can use it while wearing it, you can use an action to cast the disguise self spell.
Well, this has been nice.
I suddenly retie my
neck. Oh, and it lasts until the next sunset. So it's not even an hour. It's much longer.
See, they pin it to their collar. Yes, I think this will do quite nicely.
I do want that back. I want my don't quill, blend but... well. Where can we find you?
I have my ways of getting around. I can find you. Unless you are adept at jumping between planes.
Definitely not. Can I roll an insight to this person's level of power? I'm not a fighter.
No.
But do I feel threatened by their magical presence?
Like, I mean, all you've seen them do thus far is cast like the disguise self spell.
How'd you do the pumpkin trick?
The pumpkin trick?
With the giant pumpkin with the creatures inside of it.
Oh, the scarecrows.
Scarecrows.
Yes, well, I made them up to look like clowns, but basically at their core there was just scarecrows. And a little bit of magic, a little bit of animation.
Seems difficult.
Not really, if you know what you're doing.
Neat trick.
Thank you. I appreciate someone who appreciates showmanship.
I do have a fondness for it, and I will give credit where credit is due. That was quite effective.
Side question. Where are the clowns ever supposed to come out during that act?
Yeah. That's actually a very good question. And I may have thought to ask it if I hadn't been tripping balls for a few seconds there.
They're having a little snoozle. They should wake up shortly.
Yeah, that sleep spell is pretty good at temporarily neutralizing folks.
Dislike. Gravely dislike.
Say, there's one more thing. We'll find and return your enchanted quill. But I need your promise that you won't get up to any more mischief here while we're gone.
You have my word. Do I have your word that you intend to return with my quill?
You have my word that I intend to return with your quill.
Well, then I think we have ourselves an accord.
I spit in my hand and extend it.
That's disgusting. I say that as Sarova.
They all do the same. Spitty handshake.
Say, there's magic in an oath like this. It's a bluff, but... Not really a bluff. It's throwing some intention into the world.
My ideal is a deal is a deal, and I would never break one.
My ideal is a deal is a deal. Deal with it.
Yeah. As the handshake ends, you watch as they reach into their robe and pull out a straw doll that has a thin vine with thorns wrapped around the throat, and they offer it to you.
Okay, what is it?
Just unwrap it, and your friend will have his voice back.
Ah. Anything else we should know?
Good luck.
I'm going to lean over and just murmur to Phineas. I think maybe we can get him to, like, surveil the Griblies while we're gone.
Put them
to use rather than let them roam free.
Never make a deal with a hag.
Fair enough.
Good advice to live by.
Specialities of theirs that we should be particularly aware of?
I only met Indolin. I must confess. She has a penchant for the dramatic. She has a castle that she abides in. The centerpiece being a grand theater where she enjoys plays of drama and tragedy. It's kind of her motif.
Where is this at? In Prismia. It's in Prismia, right?
It is. It is. Let's see. It's in the portion of Prismia known as Yawn.
Yawn?
Y-O-N.
Oh. I was like, Yawn?
As in hither, thither, and yawn. Which, by the way, are the three portions of Prismia as it has been divided up between sisters. From my understanding, hither is under the province of...
Bevlorna, Skabatha, Nindalin.
Thank you. Hither is under the province of Bevlorna. Thither is Skabatha's domain. And Nindalin has claimed Yawn for herself.
Hither and thither?
Mm-hmm.
It's Bevlorna, right?
Yes.
Okay. How did you end up making a deal with the hag anyway?
Poor decision making.
Thank you. Yes, exactly that.
Sorry, I should have held my tongue there, but...
What's your name, by the way? I don't think we got...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm Kettlesteam. Pleasure.
K-E-T-T-L-E-S-T-E-A-M.
Kettlesteam.
I could really go for some tea right now.
And are you just going to hang out here at the circus, or is there somewhere we should meet?
I imagine I am persona non grata.
You quite are.
But here... And you watch as they reach under their robe and wince for a second and pull out a long black feather.
Mm-hmm.
Will you have my quill, just whisper my name into this and I will come find you.
Okay, I'll add that to my inventory. What's Kettlesteam's pronouns?
She, they.
I don't suppose if we find your feather, you can come get us and get us out.
That would depend. Travel in and out of Prismir has been rather restricted. So, if it is restored, then yes, I could.
Cool. Anything else we need to ask, guys?
I think that's it. We need to let the ringmaster know that their problems are generally done with for now, and we now have more info.
The grievers aren't gone, but...
One thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Kindlefoot, I think. We'll get your quill. Hope things go better for you. You know, sometimes, God, what's my god's name?
Talaris.
Talaris, sorry. You know, sometimes, you know, the dice rolls go bad, but Talaris always evens them out in the end.
There's a charm in philosophy.
Bye.
And please don't take any more voices.
It promised. They're not up to any more mischief.
I promise no more mischief around the carnival.
Can I roll an insight for them keeping their word? I am not very smart. 13.
They seem like they're willing to keep their word so long as you keep yours.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
The dog did not approve.
Okay. Seem like they're willing to keep their word as long as we do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool, cool.
Alright, well, best luck out there.
You too. To live.
I'm gonna head back to the tent and start casting Mendig on the
mm-hmm. I'm gonna wait until they magic themselves away.
Alright. They recast Disguise Self. This time they're making themselves look like a, probably like a lady dwarf. They nicely braided blonde beard and wander off into the crowd.
So they didn't magic themselves away? They're just going to leave kind of the normal way?
Sky Salt.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to let it happen, I guess.
All right, well, let's still go deliver the good news to Candlefoot.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, let's go.
I want to see them in person whenever they get their voice back.
No, it's fine. Would I know where Candlefoot is now?
Should still be at the Hall of Illusions.
Okay. Let's go to the Hall of Illusions, but things are fuckered right now, so...
We'll have to be quick, so we got to let Witch and Light know the developments, and then we got to get going.
Yeah.
I can't remember, is there any other sort of good deeds we could do here at the carnival? Any problems that
we... I think we've done the good deeds. We stopped all the tomfoolery and recovered a gentleman's voice and helped protect the Star. So I think we're three for three.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing else that
feeling good.
Came across.
Cool. So off to the Hall of Illusions we go.
You return to the Hall of Illusions. You see Candlefoot sitting outside.
I say, hey, Candlefoot. Good news. So you want to do the honors?
She said, unwrap it. I'll just unwrap it. I was going to tear it in half, but...
Okay, you unwind the vine of thorns from around the doll's neck.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness me! Oh, Sarova, you are the best! Oh, all three of you.
Give him a hug.
He rushes in and gives you a hug.
I'll come in and give him one, too.
He's a little more awkward patting you on the back because he doesn't know you. But you
come, high five.
Okay, cool. That works for me.
I say, I feel like such an idiot. I just thought, as you know, sometimes it feels like it'll last, you know, month or so. But we could have just handed you a sheaf of paper and some parchment, some ink.
Oh, I guess. Sure.
Your miming is excellent, though.
Well, thank you. Oh, this is wonderful. I'm going to go tell Polishot right away. Oh, wait, I can't stay here for 4 more hours. As soon as the carnival's going to go, I'm going to go see Pat Michelle.
Because I'm just going to fly right by.
Awesome.
All
right. Pat him on the shoulder.
You see, he's almost on the verge of tears. Aww. He's so happy.
I hug him again. Swing him around.
No!
Well, we're headed off.
I leave with a big grin on my face. Help somebody today. Helped a couple people today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enjoy terrifying your patrons.
And he's not the terrifier.
Hall of Illusions?
I guess Hall of Illusions is mildly terrifying.
Existentially. To you in particular.
The mine is the existential, but this...
Oh, is this the Hall of Mirrors?
Hall of Mirrors.
Yeah.
Oh.
This multiplied your horror.
Yeah, it built on the previous horror.
Yeah.
I had the Greedly following me like fucking Jason Voorhees, so...
So that's a good call out, though. Do we see the Greedlies around anywhere?
Perception checks.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
I'll take it.
Boink. 14.
17.
Ooh, nice.
Well, I got a 6 on it, no matter what.
16.
Not bad.
Got a lot of eagle-eyed on this.
Each of you roll me a d6.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Oh, boy.
Not you.
Just these two. Okay.
4. I don't count. 5.
Gotta get through
Chewing is miracle. Making us raise the tension.
You see the little girl in the pig mask. Doesn't seem to be looking at you, but you see her wandering through the crowd. You see this tall, grayish sort of shape, vaguely leonine features, sort of moving to the crowd. It pauses for a moment, looks at you, because it sees you looking at it.
I give it a...
So turns its head and continues walking through the crowd.
Did it look like Sarova? Kind of?
It was a lean individual. Yeah. So.
But other than that, not...
Like same tiger stripes, different patterning, but...
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
We gotta deal with these Greedlies, but we can't do that here.
Well, dealing with the Hourglass Sisters is going to take care of the Greedlies. And doing anything to them here could alert
them. Yeah. Let's just...
Yeah, let's go
talk
to them.
They creep me out.
They do. Agreed. Let's go talk to Witch and Light.
Okay. So, you head back to the staff area, I'm guessing, or are you looking for them elsewhere?
I imagine they would be in the staff
area.
Start
with the staff
hiding,
area.
Right.
And go from there.
Okay.
At this hour?
Well, it is sort of towards the end of when the big topic extravaganza would be ending.
Where's the map?
That's kind of been...
It's under the banner.
Sorry.
Oh.
There it is. That's okay.
Yeah, we're reaching the end of the midnight hour. It's approaching 1 a.m.
Okay.
So, with the big topic extravaganza ended a bit prematurely, you head back to the staff area. Burley is there. And he lets you in once again, the three of you. And you hear the muffled sounds of shouting from Witch and Light's trailer. Burley comes up, knocks on the door, swings open. You see Witch's sort of darker, because he's has dark gray skin normally. It's sort of even darker and flushed face come poking out. What do the three of you want? Tonight has been a disaster. I do not need any more problems.
We're bringing you good
solutions.
Good news.
Good news.
Yeah. Caught the kinku.
Marvelous.
It's not going to be a problem for you anymore. No more pumpkins in the big top. No more people falling off dragonflies.
Made a deal.
Great.
Returned
something
the
you
voice.
Could have considered doing to save yourself this trouble, but it's neither here nor there, is it?
I mean, they've been terrified and also harassed by a set of hags. Which, he's Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Witch could be a jackass, but he runs the carnival.
That is my job, to keep the place running. So he pulls out his stopwatch again, takes a look at it. Or not stopwatch, but his pocket watch. Flips it close. To keep things running. So, you've done well. I appreciate your assistance immensely. So, I think I agreed to give you something in recompense. Light, get the thing. You hear some rattling inside of their trailer, and a moment later, Light comes out, still in his full makeup and glittery performance costume. Oh, yes, of course, here it is. Thank you ever so much. We appreciate every bit of your help, Sarova. It's so good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Even if it's just for one night.
I know.
If you ever want to come back on a more permanent basis, you are welcome.
I will consider it, but the world's pretty big.
Mm. And he brings out and hands over to you what looks to be an incense censer made out of polished silver, and engraved around the circumference of it, you see what look to be a series of sheep jumping over a fence post.
Sheep, okay, sheep jumping over a fence post.
Now, this is a censer of dreaming. All you need to do is light it and then make yourselves comfortable. You will slip into a deep dream state. During which time you and any possessions you happen to be carrying will be transported bodily into your dreams. With more than one person, it becomes sort of a shared dream space, so have fun with that. And yes, you just need to find your way to Prismia. I would recommend heading towards the palace. It's usually sort of the main landmark that stands out when it comes to Prismia.
Endolin's domain.
Well, no, Zabilna's palace.
Well, Indolin has taken it over.
Well, three of them have.
They call it Hither, Thither, and Yon, and they've split it three ways.
That sounds right.
Yeah, with Indolin in the castle. With a grand theater, because she enjoys dramatics.
Could be.
The Kinku is very forthcoming with the threat of bodily harm. So we do this and our bodies won't be left behind.
Nope. Everything you're carrying will go with you. The dream lasts for 8 hours, so you have that long to try and find your way into Prismia. If you don't, then you will just be returned to wherever it was you fell asleep.
And, will we wake up with a long rest?
Yes, an 8-hour rest.
Dope. I'm assuming we'd want to be rested before we start all this, so that we're fresh for the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because you've used up some spells, right?
I have
one slot
left. Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm also out of, like, bardics.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we actually get, like, a solid night's sleep, and then we meet in the same room, and then 8 hours, we're out, so we'll need someone to kind of, like... Oh, I guess our bard is going to the dream.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then, yeah.
Well, and we don't have any way back to the material plane.
Does the dream? Does the dreaming sensor come with us?
No.
Oh, we have to do it here. And you reappropriate the dreaming sensor.
Once it's been used, it's...
That's that.
Done.
What plane are we on right now? If we exit.
Right now, we are on... D&D for Monstrology.
I'm just picturing, like, measuring the stars, tasting a blade of grass, checking the
blood. No, we are on the material plane.
Oh, dope. Okay. Anything else we should know?
I don't know.
I'll look to which.
These me.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going into this blinder than I would like, but we had a little choice.
Yeah, I mean, we're less blind than we were when we started this morning. Right?
Yeah.
It's one day?
Mm-hmm. I mean, since we got, 2 days in the campaign, but yeah, one day.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, just this morning we were interrogating that prisoner for information.
She almost punched a guy.
That was yesterday, but yeah. Fight.
I didn't actually punch him. I just wanted to know where to have a fight.
No, you just thought he was a dragonborn.
No, that's a different guy.
Oh, right, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That one.
That I accosted. Yes, I did do that.
You were dragonborn? Yes.
Ah! So it wasn't accosted.
Oh, good times.
No? Is it good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we have all we're going to get.
Okay. Well, I'll nod to them. Thanks.
We need to turn in. Is there, like, sleeping accommodations, or do we just curl up about somewhere else?
Preferably not on the grounds of the carnival, if you'd like to head out and look for an inn or something.
Yeah, they're probably nearby a city center of some sort.
Go camping, whichever.
Yeah. I mean, we need to exit the carnival, because they're leaving in 3.5 hours or so.
About 4 hours. About 3 hours.
Three and a half.
I mean, we're going to stay to see the crowning of the Witchlight Monarch, right?
I guess we can.
I got 4 punches left on my ticket. It's also the gondola ride we haven't done
different
yet.
Priorities.
Right?
I mean, there'll be a good night's sleep waiting for us at the end of this.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're right.
I mean, I'm probably never going to get to go to this carnival again.
I've barely touched my punch card, so I suppose have a little bit of gravity now that we've succeeded in what we need to do here.
Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy yourselves.
Thanks. And I'll turn around and start walking out.
Okay.
Gondola ride.
I'm going to visit old friends. I don't
of
care
course.
About these punches.
Okay.
I've done this a million times. So.
Okay. Do you guys want to roleplay through all the various attractions you see over the next few hours?
Or we just want to montage it?
Just a montage. Just some of some boats waving to the mermaid. Being like, Candlefoot got his voice back.
I want to hear his presentation once we go in, right? Like, how it should be, the true experience.
Do I know the name of the goblin that was doing the juggling?
It was... Timmy.
Oh, and hey, Dragonfly should be safe now.
Am I successful?
The thing you sent me?
Yes.
Yes, you can absolutely...
I need to drop some coin.
Well, you can try to win one, or you can buy one.
I'll just buy it.
Okay, so... 5 silver pieces.
Cool. Remember, it's a carnival. It should be overpriced.
I give him a whole gold.
A whole gold? Jesus.
He gives you 5 silver back.
Right. Oh, right, yeah.
Honesty. In a carnival, you don't want to be accused of...
be the only honest carnival in all the realms.
Yeah, magical carnival. You don't want to ruin your reputation.
All right. Montage, yeah. Gondola rides, Way to the Mermaid. Go through the Hall of Illusions again.
Hall of Illusions again, just to get the full experience.
More funnel cake.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's enough, thank you. I want real food.
Would you like some elephant ears? Oh, sorry, I didn't think.
I'll go around and...
there's too many people around for Thunder Wave, so you got lucky.
And just juggle with him for a little while, because awesome. That sounds fun. I haven't juggled and with someone else in a while.
Make it to the crowning of the Witchlight Monarch.
Oh, I also, yeah, I check it on Star, you know, just say. Make sure that he wasn't at the big top, and make sure that if he was, he's okay.
Now, Durla is profoundly grateful for the three of you.
Oh, don't worry about
after him. And she's, of course, sad to see you leaving again, Sarova. Give you a great big cat hug.
Cat hug, tentacles and all.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. Anything else you guys would like to do at the carnival?
I just want to see who gets crowned Witchlight Monarch.
Yeah,
I mean, like, why we I'm sitting there with, like, some cotton candy, like...
you just want this one thing. It's cute.
Finn's here for the experience.
Evens or odds, Chris?
Evens.
Even Stevens.
Okay. So we come to the crowning of the Witchlight Monarch.
Also, I know I said earlier that I turn into a pumpkin, but I don't turn into a pumpkin for going to sleep on a D&D weekend. Just so you know.
Yeah. All right. So, this is held in the big top. Spectators are allowed back in. There's a fanfare from the invisible band. Durla comes in escorting Mr. Witch to the center ring. Let's see. They're there along with Candlefoot, who stands at the sidelines as Mr. Light gives a speech regarding the role of the monarch, the Witchlight Monarch, is the person who most embodies the spirit of the carnival and joy and festivity and fun. And they... Candlefoot then steps forward carrying a hatchbox... from which Mr. Witch pulls out a crown of golden butterflies.
Mm.
And Mr. Light says, "And we are happy to pronounce our Witchlight Monarch of the evening, Phineas, step forward."
By the way, I am sitting in front of the two of you, like one row above, and this is the face I made.
And I'll just give him a hearty shove towards the thing.
I like take a big handful of cotton candy, toss it in my mouth, and like surprisingly hustle up.
There's massive applause. People start talking. Isn't that the guy with the bagpipes? Yeah, he's really awesome.
He saved me from a dragonfly.
Exactly.
He got me my voice back.
I guess there too. Yeah, and so the crown of golden butterflies is placed upon your head by Mr. Witch. The clowns that were missing from the show earlier come in, showering you in glitter.
That's gonna take forever.
You are escorted on a circuit around the ring while Palishaw the Mermaid sings a joyous song and pixies flutter around, scattering sequins and sparkles through the air. And so that is the end of the carnival.
Dope.
As we're walking out to the material realm, just covered in, you know, glitter, hyped up on cotton candy.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Exhausted.
Like a child.
Filled with existential
dread. This is my nightmare.
As we, you know, walk back, as we go through the portal into the material realm, I kind of turn to you and I reach into my bag and I hand something to you wrapped in tissue paper.
What is this?
Open it up.
It's the unicorn horn.
It is. I say, it's not the same color as the one that you gave Star, but I think it's pretty. It should work pretty well.
Thanks. I always wanted one of these. They're pretty cool.
You seem pretty excited about it.
It was pretty dope. You can only use it while it's on your head, right?
I was like, also, it seems like I may have came in handy in that fight we had earlier when you were poking around there in the dark. So.
Yeah,
it's a good gift, practically ineffective.
Unicorn horn of light?
Just I hope you understand. All future carnivals are going to be ruined for you compared to this one.
Oh no, I'm never going to a carnival again. I have peaked.
Yeah, wouldn't waste your time.
Also, as soon as this cotton candy crashes, I am going to be out for like 8 hours straight. So it's been a long day.
It really has been.
You leave the carnival, passing the ticket booth, going over the moat, as all the other carnival attendees are also filing out. It is 4 in the morning. Fairly soon, the sun is going to be rising. The horizon is actually already starting to color with the first rays of dawn. As people are filing back down the path, you see leads to a fairly sizable city.
Say, but the city looks like it's gotten in. Shall we?
Yeah, we need rest.
Do I know? Oh, I'm so sorry. Do I know what city this is?
You do not recognize it.
Okay.
Just walk to the outskirts and find, like, the first inn that looks like it's not full of lice.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy enough to do. You head inside. You're going to get 3 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mark off 2 silver each for your rooms. Something strange you notice, Phineas, as you are coming in with your high passive perception, is that...
You mean Edrum?
Edrum, sorry.
Okay.
You said 2 silver, right?
2 silver.
That's like high passive perception. There's only one person here who has a high passive perception.
Sorry. So Edrum, you notice with your high passive perception as you're coming in, there is a coat of arms hanging on the wall inside this tavern. You don't recognize it.
Then I'd pay it no heed whatsoever.
Okay.
I just did. We get our rooms and we need us some sleep.
Okay. So the 3 of you take a long rest, I'm guessing?
Yes. Please.
Very good.
The mage is happy to hear that.
Get your spell slots and your hit points back as you have a good snoozle.
Do I get the color purple back?
You don't when you wake up. Edrum, unfortunately, you have horrible nightmares.
Phineas.
The 2 of you.
Phineas, you have horrible nightmares based on your time in the mystery mine. But you do still get your long rest, and you wake up with your exhaustion cleared.
That's good.
Oh, back to full HP. Oh, yes, please.
Cool. All right. So the next morning, I will go downstairs and ask, where are we?
Something Matthew should have prepared.
You know those don't work for the...
Oh, I use the pencil.
Oh, okay.
For some dumb reason. And then I tried erasing it with this eraser, and that does not erase pencil.
Does not work.
Let's see. Whew. Well, this is the town of Eastfair.
Eastfair?
Eastfair.
Eastfair.
Mm-hmm.
And where's that in relation to Delgado?
Can't say I've ever heard of Delgado, miss.
Well, shit. Huh. Do you know where I can get a map of the area? I guess it doesn't matter. Never mind.
We're not going to be here long.
Can I get food?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that included with my...
Yeah, we'll say it is.
Cool. So I will eat.
Okay. But the two of you?
Yeah, we'll come down, breakfast, and just kind of recover from such a long night. Mm-hmm. Oh, my lord.
So we're far enough away from Delgado that the innkeep doesn't even know where that is. Hmm. Strange, right?
Where are we at?
East Fair.
Can I roll to see if I've heard of East Fair?
Sure. Roll an intelligence or history check.
Yeah, I'm good at history. I should probably do
natural 20.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Not that.
You've never heard of a town called East Fair?
Ooh.
Hmm. Never heard of it. And I'm pretty sure if I'd heard of it, I'd recall.
Yeah.
My mind's sharp this morning.
You're not hungover from all that sugar?
Oh, you lost your point of exhaustion, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I said, no, I've never felt better. I'm young and my pancreas works well.
I think I'm still feeling those freaking fairy cakes, though.
Mm, yeah, they were good fairy cakes.
It was still a lot.
Not that I tasted much of them. It was more of a...
Get it in, get the next one in.
Yeah, yeah, more of an inhalation than anything else.
So, yeah, as you guys enjoy your meal, you finish up, the barkeep comes over to collect your empty plates. And says, so, I guess this is the first time you all have visited North Airdaly?
North Airdaly?
North Airdaly.
How do you spell that?
A-E-R-D-Y.
Airdaly? Does it end in an L?
Oh, sorry, Airdaly.
Airdaly.
I was mispronouncing it.
Okay, Airdaly.
Yeah, Northern Airdaly.
Hmm. Yeah, we came here from the carnival.
Oh!
Apparently got...
Heard about that last night. A bit of a rowdy time.
Yeah, there was a ruckus.
It was great, though.
I was crowned monarch of the Witchlight Monarch. Witchlight Monarch.
You still have your crown.
My crown of butterflies, is it still there?
No.
Aw, bummer.
So where are the three of you from?
Delgado.
Again, I've never heard of that place, I'm sorry to say.
In the country of, insert country name here, that I have in my other notes.
Endlemar.
Oh, it's right there.
Endlemar?
I've just looked. In Endlemar, yeah.
He looks at the three of you strangely. Sorry.
I'm going to ask this question. I'm sure I know what the answer is, but, you know, we were just at a pocket dimension. What year is it?
Good question.
I love that question.
It's a legitimate question.
It's...
1069?
No, it's...
604.
Well, that's something we're going to have to process.
By what calendar?
What the fuck? Maybe it's a different continent, different calendar.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Y'all got a map? Like, world map?
Y'all must be... y'all.
Hey. You are pretty southern.
From someplace far away from here.
Actually, he's eastern, because we're the East Fair.
Question.
Kind of looking at the three of you suspiciously now.
Thoughts on dragons?
I mean, they're kind of a nuisance. Try to keep clear of them. Don't do anything to attract their attention.
Yeah.
Cool. That's all we needed to know. So, yeah, we'll just take our breakfast ales and, it's two for existential crises day after day.
To be fair, we had a lot of sugar at the carnival, probably still messing with us. Right. That's a deception.
Three of you gonna be heading on your way today?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
We're on inside check. Is he going to report us? I just want to get the idea. Is he going to report us to some sort of authority? Like 14?
He seems relieved when you say you're leaving.
Okay.
So you got to kind of get the idea that he's glad you're not going to be his problem for very much longer.
And I'm gonna just do a little persuasion check. Like, yeah, and don't worry, we're not coming back. You won't see us again. Just passing through.
Mm-hmm.
19.
Okay.
And your hospitality has been amazing. I'll just slide a gold across the table, single gold piece. Just
trying to smooth things over.
That's more suspicious, you realize that.
Also, that
gold. I'm not good in social situations.
He takes it and kind of looks at it closely for a moment.
Yeah,
he
doesn't recognize the currency. Fucking funny.
Of course
then
it is.
Nods and goes back worse. Behind the bar.
I've made things worse.
I think we're fine.
You said 640?
604.
Yes.
What the fuck are you supposed to do?
So we'll talk about this when
we're alone. Kind of in a corner, right?
I'd rather
you're by yourselves. Yeah.
We have our food, or is it still on the way?
You've eaten your breakfast.
Yeah. I say we should take this conversation on the road. I think.
Yeah.
I don't think we're welcome here.
What the fuck? Yeah. Let's. Let's get the fuck out of here. DMs and their wiliness. Wily.
Huh, it feels different on this end of it.
Trixie Armitage. Trixie. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, let's not worry about it too much right now, because the next step is leaving where we are.
So the question
we
is...
We need to sleep another night.
Well, we just use the incense, it'll knock us out.
No, we've got to go to sleep with it on.
No, when you activate it,
it's an incense.
It puts you to sleep.
You light it puts you to sleep for 8 hours.
The question is, so are we out? Are we leaving?
Let's leave. What do we see when we leave the tavern?
City streets, people getting out for the day, going about their business.
Of the same quality that we're accustomed to?
Yeah.
Same technological advancements?
Looking around, you don't see any Arcana tech.
Yeah. Because I hung out with Euphrates for a while, and that's not an uncommon
thing. And that was invented after the fall of dragons using those energy crystals, is that correct?
It's kind of, there was a boom in it, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, let's walk.
I'm
in fact, things seem maybe a little bit outdated.
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
They're using this word ye a lot.
No. You see, the Y is a thorn. It's actually pronounced TH.
Chris knows that. But Phineas doesn't.
I don't want to think too hard about this one because it will hurt my head. Let's just leave town, get off the road,
so
find a spot.
After we get a kind of, I know we stayed pretty close to the outskirts of town already. Mm-hmm. So after we get outside of town and away from prying ears, I'm like, okay, so I think we've gone like 400 years in the past.
That's what it seems like. The question is, when did that happen?
The thing of it is, from your history check.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the kingdom doesn't ring any bells.
Yeah, 400 years ago.
I've never heard of this kingdom, and I would have heard of this kingdom. So,
would you know all kingdoms in the world?
I was going to say that.
On the planet?
I mean, you grew up around bards. I mean, probably.
If it's a kingdom that had any length of time, there's always a song or two
but
about them.
The most important thing is they said there's dragons and they're nuisances.
Yeah, so we're 400 years in the past.
What if this was a place that was, like, wiped off the map?
Possibility.
Ooh. We need more info.
Look at the look on his face right now. Look at the look!
I mean, the other possibility is we've gone into some sort of...
We wait for the next word.
Yes.
What if we failed... What if somebody wished the dragons back and it fucking wiped out our timeline?
Then we wouldn't be here.
Would they have done that?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Well, we don't have enough info to spitball. You can come up with 50 theories that are all as
crazy.
No.
I'll write like a whole season of a procedural sci-fi show about possibilities.
Oakham's Razor.
Yeah.
The face shit, Prismere, all this, it's wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey. And we got to the carnival through some sort of weird dimensional water tunnel.
But we don't know when we changed timelines. Was it when we left through the water?
Why are you laughing so much? Stop!
Just enjoying this.
Keep a straighter face!
So, we need more info. We don't have it.
Straight, Caitlin.
That's fair enough. My bad.
Awesome.
Yes, I agree. I was wrong.
We don't have enough info. Yeah. There's no point in speculating. The next step is we're leaving this area anyway. We can deal with it later.
Here's why it's important to speculate. Because if we are we going to Prismere in 604?
Assuming
at
that, that
at this point, does it matter? We're here. Do you have time travel ability?
Isn't Prismir another plane?
It's a Fey realm. Yeah.
So it has its own time. Who knows?
There's literally nothing we can do about it other than freak the fuck out.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Were we dreaming to get there?
Yeah.
Could we not dream that we're going to go there at the
when
time that's most
to?
Relevant?
I don't know that you can time travel through dreams.
If you can dream about time travel, then you can time travel through dreams. Like,
those
poor DM.
I mean, the other alternative is that we're in some far-off continent where they use a different calendar and dragons never went away.
But either way, the only option we have is forward.
I'm not saying we don't do it. I'm just saying shit's fucked.
Yes, absolutely agree, but we know what the next step is, and that involves
just thought I'd slow it down, do a little role-playing before we charge into the next scene, but, you know, let's just go ahead and dream and get back.
I mean, I did want to look around town. I want to look for...
Do we want to gather intel before we go? I'm all for more.
Sorry, I just had this idea. I know this is we're not supposed to be speculating anymore, but I think Matt will appreciate this. Maybe it's just like a fucking Renaissance fair town, and it's like a medieval reenactment, like the medieval town of.
And this guy's like, why aren't these guys playing along?
They'll fall over because they're just cardboard.
And the guy's like, why are these fuckers? Or fuckers are taking it seriously. You're not supposed to ask about the dragons.
Why aren't they playing along? What the hell?
That'd be real weird.
Funny as shit.
DM's just. Scratch that one off the list.
You do what you want to do.
So we did what we're doing next. Are we gathering intel? Are we dreaming our way out of this nightmare?
I'd want to go to a magical shop of some sort. Just to see what's there. Price things. No?
No, go ahead. I'm reading.
So okay. I saw that crest of coat of arms on the wall in the tavern. Mm-hmm. Now I want to think back on it and see if I can recognize it. Or is that just the crest of...
Roll a history check.
Yeah, rolling at 20, bitch.
That's
rolling at 20.
That's not
going to
happen.
20.
No. 11.
You do not recognize it.
Oh, no. What I do have to do... Can I retcon something from like 5 minutes ago?
Depends.
We had a morning. I want to do my cube.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
My puzzle
your intelligence check.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No!
Oh
no!
You're the one.
Every inspiration.
Oh no!
No.
That's so.
I don't have inspiration.
He futz around with the cube, and suddenly something clicks, and it resets.
Back to beginning.
Completely resets, that's and it's a new configuration.
You were so worried about that.
I really was
today too.
Yep. Falls.
Phineas, I need your luck next time. Oh. Balls.
Do you have any luck points left?
I do, but I can't use it for anybody else.
It's only for his own rolls?
Yeah.
Why not? Luck rolls force somebody else to reroll.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure luck is just your own, but I could be wrong.
Let me look at
it. I used it to force other people to reroll, I thought.
Lucky.
You don't have luck, do you?
Back.
Oh, you used it before,
character.
Gotcha. I can't believe it deserved a...
Only if it's an attack roll made against me.
Fair enough, okay. Bummer.
So I'm a little bit bummed out by that. But yeah, so the coat of arms, I had 11 when I was...
I mean, if Matt would allow it, I'd 100% spend a lucky point to let you reroll, but...
Sadly,
that's
not
a brain thing, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Betrayed by my own dice.
Alright, you know, they're looking around, mingling, investigating, anything else you want to do in East Bear?
Just peek my head in at a magical store.
Sure.
Magical shop.
All right. You find what looks to be a magical shop, and there's an individual inside dressed in these sort of dark scarlet robes with a very long pointed hat. She says, oh, hello and welcome. Welcome very much to the... Welcome very much? Why did I say that? welcome to the Enchanted Trove. What can I do for you?
Enchanted Trove. I lost an item, and I am looking to get it replaced. It was a mask charm, a little silver pin that let me cast a disguise self spell.
Let's see. High or low?
Low.
Unfortunately, I don't have anything like that in stock. I have a hat that does something similar, a hat of disguise.
Okay. How much is one of those?
That would set you back...
Do you have money?
A little bit. Huh? Not enough for this.
I hate gold.
Yeah.
350 gold.
Never mind.
Okay. Anything else you're in the market for? I have some fresh potions that came in this morning.
Potions are super expensive.
Depending what kind you're looking for.
I have 20 gold.
Oh.
Demeanor changes instantly.
Sorry to have taken your time.
No, it's fine. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
While she's doing that, I'm going to go just buy a shield.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever the book price is.
10 gold, and I have exactly that. I think because my last one brought me in. Perfect.
Okay. You now buy I have a shield.
Nice. How big is this city, town, village, hamlet, thorp?
Walking around.
East
Fair?
Mm-hmm. It's not a massive metropolis, but it's a good-sized city.
Is there anybody busking in the street playing music? People playing in bars. I mean, it's early in the morning.
Not this early in the morning, no.
Is there a shop that sells sheet music?
Investigation check.
Ooh, that's a good roll.
Okay. Yes, you do find a store that sells musical instruments as well as sheet music.
I'm going to peruse through the selection. What do I see? Okay. Anything I recognize? Old, new?
Roll a history check.
Mm-hmm. I'm never lucky that. 22.
No, you don't recognize any of them.
Cool. How much is it per song?
For a piece of sheet music, it would be, it's a fair question, because that's not something you normally find in the...
Yeah.
In the book. I would say a silver piece.
Okay. I am going to purchase 20 different songs.
Jeez.
Okay.
2 gold.
Any particular genre or just a mix of things?
As a as wide of a mix of genre and styles I can.
Okay. So we find some, quite a bit of the selection are church hymns. But you also find a number of ballads, singing songs of battles and events that occurred during something called the Greyhawk Wars.
Oh, we're in Greyhawk? Chris knows what that is, but...
what is that?
It's a whole D&D world.
Oh.
So, like, you know, there's, like, the Forgotten Realms?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like that. A whole
D&D. Whole new setting in place. And,
wow. Cool.
Y'all are on a material plane. You're just on a different planet.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
But we don't know that.
Wild. Oh my god.
And of course, I'm looking. So, songs are a good way, like Matt suggested, to find history. Also, it's just, you know, it's unique. So, as a bard, you know, this will be stuff I can take back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, I just kind of meet back up with you guys.
Oh yeah, I'm not arguing.
Yeah. I say, we're a long way from home. Long way. Says, these are a bunch of, I kind of pulled up my pile of sheets.
That's a lot.
I say, yeah, it's a lot of lore about the area that we're in. For none of it. Music styles, very different, different notations, different... It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I mean, should we just get on with it?
Hey, nice shield.
Yeah, I needed it. If anything comes at me, I want to be able to just stand my ground.
I love how your AC is higher than mine. I know I mentioned it at the very beginning, but that's pretty
now
funny.
It's 18, so yep. Love it.
Yep, yep, yep. And I mean, bracers of defense are like 5,000 gold.
Does it refer to this area as Greyhawk? Is it the Greyhawk Wars? The
Greyhawk Wars, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So next chance we get, we'll have to go to some place of learning that may have like worldwide maps so we can try to figure out what's changed and how much.
I mean, do we need to do any of that?
Let's just get to Prismere.
Yeah.
Again, if we finish Prismere and end up right back here, we will have to gather more intel to...
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah.
But we may have a way back through that Kinku. Yeah.
Maybe. Well, we'll hope.
Maybe, maybe not. And if we get to Zabilna, she's a very powerful being. She'll probably be able to get us home.
I'm just going to assume that we're punching a one-way ticket here.
Yeah.
Unless we're able to succeed, so...
Well, I have no intention of failure, but we'll see how things go.
Yeah.
It's do or die. But you know what? Those are situations I love best.
I don't know about that.
Talora's watches over us. We're gonna be just fine.
See, if you do and fail, you can just do again. You do and die, you're done.
Not necessarily. I'm reading here in this ballad about these Greyhawk Wars, and it looks like this person died a couple times and brought back to life.
All stories are embellished.
We heal faster than any normal person does.
Well, we know death is permanent, for the most part.
No, but I'm saying this in character. Yeah, I mean, there's some strange shit that happens to
people.
Oh,
yeah, but most people who die stay that way.
I mean, one of my dads died for a couple minutes.
Oh, okay, see?
He's brought back. It was no big deal.
Good. Congrats.
I granted, I don't think any of us can do that.
Yeah, so yeah, don't push your luck. I don't have the ability to stop you to bring you back if your heart stops.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the heart of a champion. It's going to keep pumping until we get the job done. And hopefully for a long time after that. I just realized how that sounded.
Your god worship is disconcerting.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, to each his own. It's just very weird to me.
Well, you know, I talk a lot about Dolores, but, you know, fortune favors the bold. You can't make your own luck.
This is your preaching. This is your church.
My church is in a casino.
It's all good. Whatever. Okay. You do you. I'm just weird to me. I've never really been around people who worship. It's cool. Sorry. It was me.
Oh, okay.
It was me.
So what do you think? Do we go light up the sensor and off we go?
I say we do this.
So we just, like, off the road, deep, surrounded by trees?
Let's find a copse or something, just in case we're, like, half asleep and somebody comes upon us, you know.
The way it was described, I think our bodies, like, literally disappear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I don't know how long it takes. Is it, like, a gaseous form, or it takes, like, a full minute till your turn, you know?
Yeah, somewhere protected. Somewhere we'd normally...
I just know the people that walk the roads got sticky fingers,
yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm. So I was like, off the road, hidden from view, and just poof, off we go.
We could also just go back to the tavern and buy a rib.
I don't think we should go back to that tavern.
Yeah, we've already... Like, that innkeeper does not like me, I think, at this point.
I feel pretty confident that we won't be coming back here, but who knows? I could be wrong.
Just knocking on wood.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's sit around the sensor, light it, and
you leave the city. You go out into the wilderness, find a nice copse, and light up the sensor. And as you do, a thick grayish haze of incense smoke spreads out around it. The three of you laying down, sitting down. I don't know how you want to position yourselves.
Mm-hmm. I'll lean up against a tree.
Yeah, I'll just lay on the ground, wings outstretched, staring up at the sky.
As the smoke creeps over the three of you, you find yourselves pulled into a deep, vivid, dreamful sleep. I would like each of you to roll a d20 for
Ooh.
Me.
I don't like this freaking d20 right now.
Ooh, you never want to roll low. Okay, 12.
Natural one.
Oh, no.
We're going to get separated.
Oh, no.
Just pooped out into this prism
and just... Why not?
I don't know what it is.
Okay. We're going to get a long rest on this.
No, that's when we're done, like...
No, I asked. Didn't he say we wake up from the dream after a long rest?
But that's after us being in the dream for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So that's only when we leave. That's why we had to get a long rest before we go in the first place.
Right. It is almost 11 o'clock. Do we want to call it there?
Up to you.
Are you guys good to keep going, or...
I don't have work tomorrow.
I'm going to continue to get a little dopey, but that's fine.
We should probably call it.
Okay.
I'm getting tired. We have to check
this is a good place to stop and pick up next time. So, great session, guys.
What did our dice rolls turn into?
We'll find out.
What the fuck?
Fucking D20.
I'm going to...
I've achieved all my goals this session, so...
We should know what we rolled on that. I rolled 12.
7.
I'll remember.
Yeah, now one for
I won't.
No, for me.
That's confident of you.
What'd you roll the last roll of your session?
Nat 1.
Oh, that's fair. You rolled a nat
1. Womp, womp.
Womp, 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 womp.
Fucking puzzle blocks. I'm so angry right now.
Sucks.
So angry.
That's super sucks.
I've had it for 2 days, mm-hmm. and both of them have been nat ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's not meant to be something super easy, right?
No.
Yes, but I have 18 other numbers that I can roll without an issue.
It's a masterwork.
Matt, do you want to stop the recording?
Oh, yeah, I should do that. Okay.
I'll get out of the way. And you can just export to MP3 and...